Tip of Cop is that time of year again. It's one of our favorite times as a fundraiser for Special Olympics. We have it on at Roadhouse on University. It starts tomorrow and Thursday, Wednesday, Thursday, from 5:30 to 10 p.m. We'll be at Roadhouse. It's where all our local law enforcement come together, and we have a little friendly competition amongst ourselves to see who can raise the most money for Special Olympics. That money stays here locally for those who participate in Special Olympics. It pays for their equipment. It pays for their travel. So it's a great, great program. We have a lot of fun, and the Brazos Valley is super, super supportive of it. That's why we love it. They come out, and there's a lot of smiles. So come out and have some good food, and we'll entertain you. And it's one of the only times you can tip a cop, I guess, legally, Bill, huh?
For sure. And again, give us the time again tomorrow.
This Wednesday and Thursday, from 5:30 p.m. to 10 p.m., come out, have dinner. Make sure you tip your waitresses, of course, and our waiters. And then, well, you know, if you want to donate, that'd be a great time to do it.
Excellent. All right, a couple minutes to go here. What else is there?
Work zone awareness. We are spreading work zone awareness right now. We're talking about construction zones and work zone areas on the highways in the United States. In the recent year, there were 720 work zone fatalities in the U.S. 4 out of every 5 work zone fatalities were from motorists. So this spring and summer, road construction is usually on the increase around the county, so we're trying to spread work zone awareness safety. Things to remember, expect the unexpected when you get in a work zone. Speed limits change. You need to slow down. Don't tailgate because it doesn't leave you room to make a decision when you're expecting the unexpected. Pay attention to the signage. Sometimes there can be too much signage in road construction area, and it can be overwhelming, but you need to pay attention to the signage. It's there to help you be safe and protect the workers. Stay alert and minimize distractions. We're still in April. It is TxDOT's Talk Text Crash Month. We're still pushing that. You'll see them on information boards around the state. So we need to minimize distractions in the vehicle so we can focus on our driving. And my favorite one here is be patient and stay calm. Because if you're patient and you stay calm, everyone's not going to get overreact. You won't have road rage. Just be patient. Give yourself time to get there. And let's keep them, those fatalities on the decline, because since 2002, we're down 39% decrease in fatality. So we're doing something right. So let's continue to educate everyone, and let's stay alert in those vehicles so we can keep those down.
And as always, try to close things out. If someone has a question they want to pose to you or someone at Bryan PD, what's the best way to do that?
Definitely. The easiest way is the main line, and that's area code 979-209-5300-5300.
Very good. As always, appreciate the time. We'll see you at Roadhouse.
All right, Bill. Sounds good.
Sounds good, too. John, it really sounds good right now. John Agnew of Bryan Police Department with us, News Talk 1620 WTAW.